First of all, good afternoon to you, Colin.
Oh, hello. I was listening to the questions, and do you have to sit in the airing cupboard to let sort of delty thoughts come into your head? I just wondered, you know.
You can have exactly what sort of thoughts you want.
Yeah.
Listen, the first thing I've got to establish, sir, is that I mentioned there that people may well know your face, because you do
have a look. I'm staring straight into the mic, folks, so have a quick butcher there, okay? Yeah. If you recognise me, phone up.
That'll be question six. But the real reason is that you appear on our TV screens very regularly, yeah? And one of the shows I know that you've been in recently, or fairly recently, is EastEnders, because amongst other things, you are an actor.
Ah, yeah, yeah. Yeah, I mean, they actually wrote EastEnders around the part of Ned. Yeah, and he's only done two episodes, of course, as you probably well know. Very, very small, but then I didn't want to sort of take over too rapidly.
You don't like to hog it, do you?
No, exactly. I don't tell you why they think I'm a sex symbol. But,
I know. Told you that.
Well, I heard them saying something about it. Look at that big... yes.
Yeah, actually, John said that people might recognise your face, but they might well recognise your voice just as much, because you've done a fair amount of radio drama as well, haven't you?
Yeah. I've worked with Ken Dodd, Ray Allen, Les Dawson, Freddie Davis.
What was that situation comedy where you did the with the little fella?
Oh, Golden Parrot Club.
No, I was actually thinking of the Jimmy
Clitheroe. Oh, Jimmy Clitheroe. Oh, yes.
You played more than one character in that, didn't you?
Yeah, I was Humphrey Brocklebank. Yeah, I see a gem. and I used to be spell success, clever. Yes, yes, oh, yes, oh, yes. Yes, it was whispering, whistling Willie, the schoolmaster, and I was also the forgetful fellow. Oh, yes, he was. He had the with the big eye. Well, I mean, didn't know whether he had one of them, but his wife had. But I mean, you know, apart from that, I'm not sure really.
Did you actually sort of start out with your acting career as being a straight actor, and then people just booked you for these?
I just got curvier as I. They're lovely, really. I just put weight on, you know. So I became a bigger actor. That's all it was. It's very simple, really. I mean, what you do is as long as they can see you through the mic, you're laughing.
Yeah.
And working with Ken Dodd has never affected me. No.
You can imagine what it's like coming into this pub then, John, in the evenings with all these characters behind the bar.
Well, absolutely.
In one body.
Yeah, I've done it 2, 3, 4, 5 times this last week, in fact, and I keep coming back just to listen to Colin. I mean, the beer's not very good, but Colin's great.
He's after me body,
I know he goes Colin, can you just tell us how long you've been here in the village?
Well, man and boy, I've been here a day now. No, actually, it's about 15 years, come the 8th of December. 8th of December, yeah.
What makes a busy actor like you decide he wants to become a publican as well?
Nobody would employ me. You see, very simple, really. You know, being sort of very out of work, we thought, well, we've got to make a living somewhere, and we got a pub, because Liz was in the West End, and she was very good, actually. She had the best newspaper stand in the area. And then so we decided to get a pub, you see.
Just to be a little serious for a moment, your lovely wife Liz, who's been ministering to all our needs over the last few days, hasn't she?
6 months, feed you! But this is a divorce in the office.
She didn't know that.
Did you shout to her?
Yeah, that's okay, we can edit that, don't worry about it. But we really ought to talk just a little about Liz, and can you tell us a little about her career?
Yeah, I mean, Liz and I met in rep. Liz went to the Webber Douglas School of Drama. Drama. Because you have to have a list to go there. And then we met in Wensbury Rep. And then we actually got married in Southport, in Rep again. And then we sort of went to Oldham and York and various other Reps.
It's unusual for a sort of showbiz couple to be able to work together very often, I would think.
Yeah, well, I got to hit her in plays, you see. Imagine, really.
You could choose the scripts where you could do that, didn't you?
Yeah, that was great.
And she obviously can't hear you. I think she probably thought you had.
Yeah, but actually she's a very, very good actress, but she actually lost the joy of it. She spent 2.5 years with Robert Morley. I'll rephrase
she
that.
She came home occasionally.
Oh, yes, occasionally. And he was a nice lad. And he paid the rent, so what the hell. And so she spent in a thing called How the Other Half Loves, which was in the West End at the Lyric for 2.5 years. And got lovely notices, and then they went to America with it, and she was the same agent as Glenda Jackson, but unfortunately she got no more work after she came out, so
it is a tough life, isn't it? You can be at the top 1 minute and then, you know, you're out of it the next.
Yeah, I mean, I was once told by an agent, he said he didn't mind taking me on, but what he wanted was somebody who hadn't reached the mountain top.
Mm.
He wanted somebody on the way up, and I said, you're all laughing because I haven't even reached the foothills yet, you know. The base camp's not been established, you know.
Colin. No, you're all right, you're fine, you carry on. It's your pub, mate, it's your pub.
Is it?
Yeah.
Hi, God,
did you not realise that?
Look at that.
Well, it's Lizzie's pub.
Right,
look at that. No, you're not, he's all right.
Oh.
Can I just ask you finally for this half hour? Stop pulling faces. What is it like living here in the village of Tedworth? I mean, you're a very happy, up sort of fellow.
Yeah, and they're lovely crowd.
And there are
actually live here.
And there are some showbiz people, other show business people, aren't there, in the village as well?
Oh, yes, we've got Kate Robbins.
Who we're hoping to meet a little later.
Who lives down the lane, and her husband Keith, who's a guitarist, who we're hoping to meet later, yeah. And Peter Keith, round the corner, who's a Dutch lad, who runs a couple of the lads in the ELO and has a CD factory and things.
And hopefully we're going to be talking to him as well.
Yeah.
Colin, for the moment, thank you very much indeed. We'll join you a little bit later on.